I wouldn't want to be anywhere else at the moment. Kate Nash, thank you very much for your very perfect imperfect song. And now we're going to have a special song from singer-songwriter, keyboardist, guitarist Margarita Helen. And finally, I've actually said your name right. Is that right, Margarita?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got the... you've got your guitar and you've got your keyboard in the studio, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are you playing for us first? Special. And,
special.
And what's it about?
So I went through a breakup, as you do, and I had like people telling me what they thought, basically.
As
but,
you do.
Yeah. So then I just wrote a song being like, no one understands, yeah, and what I experienced and stuff.
Something everyone would be able to relate to,
yeah.
I've no doubt. Okay.
I don't think anyone gets it. I never needed anyone. Katie will testify. I always said they'd have to be special. I don't think anyone gets it. I didn't date till 23, and kissing someone that same year would be the first for me. I don't think anyone gets it. I'm 1 of 6, I'm not alone. Never have been, never need to feel a metaphorical hole. I don't think anyone gets it. He is the one I always dreamed about. The boy next door I scream about. I don't fall for bad ones. I am quite clever when it comes to this. I have 3 brothers who model the role of a healthy relationship. So you can hate him all you like, but you have never spent a night with him. He loves to spoon and I don't mind. Keep his head away so he's not breathing heavy in my ear, and I appreciate the sentiment, but I still have to put my headphones in to fall asleep. Oh, I just want to spend the night. I don't think anyone gets it. I have his habits, now he's gone. I brush my teeth while in the shower, killing 2 birds, 1 stone. I don't think anyone gets it. It's still aches at 3 a.m. And while I'm lying here awake, I wish I was with him again. I don't think anyone gets it. I watch reality TV, couples pretending things are going well, but you wouldn't see you and me, cause I don't like guys with abs, you like a natural. If you like, but I bet you have never spent a drive with him. It takes over the music and I sigh, cause I don't know what they're saying in the bands he likes. And I hold his hand while he's telling me the latest prank he's pulling on his friends. I don't think he quite understands how grateful I am just to be alone with him. Thank you. in, but I know it just wouldn't work out. He's lovely, pulls you in and lets you down. You can hate him, but I can't. I've tried, I've tried, I've tried. I have his jumper in my room. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
That was lovely. You've got such a distinctive voice.
Thank you.
You're kind of more like a it feels like you're a poetry, really, than it feels like you're yeah. Look, I can't get my words out. This is my job. I'm doing a terrible job today.
You're
smashing
lyrics,
it out of the park.
That's it.
Yeah. So you can really kind of feel every syllable, really, when you're sort of speaking those words, really.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So is that something you've always done? Have you always sung like that? Have you been in choirs or things like that? Because you find your own voice as you go along, right?
Yeah. I was kind of in a choir for a bit at school, but I was very shy.
Yeah.
So I didn't really sing like in front of people till like late teens, maybe.
Mm.
And I remember like when I first was writing songs and stuff, I was sort of putting on an American accent, and and then I just stopped because I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it, when people do that?
Yeah,
but you just
I mean,
don't
it's
realize.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Yeah, of course. You're a Swiftie, right? I know that. Yeah, I'm a Swiftie as well now. Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a lot of us about, to be fair.
I know.
Across all genres and ages. Your piano style also feels like you are spelling out every single syllable as well. Are you yourself taught, or?
I am, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
I just sort of, like one summer, I didn't really have much on, so I was just like, well, I taught myself guitar, and then I moved on to piano, like
That's
not
a great
sure.
use of time, to be
yeah.
fair. Yeah,
yeah, I know. I didn't, well, it sounds sad, but I didn't have like loads of friends, so I was just like, I'll just learn guitar and piano.
It's a way to discover yourself, because once you're sitting there, you're trying to, even if you can't write lyrics and you're still playing songs, it's an expression that you can't articulate, can you, really, as well? So it's a special thing. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, listen, your tracks that you've had out as well. So you had an EP back in 2019, four tracks on that. Was that your first EP?
Yeah, is that I'm trying to remember.
Is
that
not a new view?
Oh, a new view, yeah. Yeah, so that was probably my first like kind of proper sort of EP thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what was on it, like Think and so I put that one up on SoundCloud and then eventually like Spotify and stuff. And then I did like another one.
Yeah. For Nothing Is Real. See, I know the name of them, you see. Yes.
Yeah.
Another four tracks on that as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
I feel like that one.
You could have had one album though, right?
I could have done, yeah. I don't know. But just like recording them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes a while, but sure. Nothing Is Real. I experimented a bit more with my sound in that one. Because the first EP was just basically acoustic.
It's a great sound. You've got a great combination going on there, and I can't wait to hear you play the guitar as well in a second. So you are a Swiftie. I did ask you, didn't I, before you actually started playing, have you got a request? And it was
Oh, Cruel Summer.
Great, we'll be back after that. Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, and the Drive Live session from Margarita Helen. And yes, I've said her name right twice now. What do you reckon, Margarita? Am I doing all right?
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Okay, I'm doing all right now then, yeah. So listen, we're going to have another track from you now, but you've now changed to your guitar. It's a lovely guitar. It's a Faith guitar. Pictures will be on social media a little bit later as well. So what are you going to play for us now? I was going to call you Helena again. I was going to get it wrong, but there you go.
I'm going to do... it was my single before the last one, about a year ago. So it's called Things That Come Easy.
Okay,
so
great.
I'll do that one.
Yeah, come
on. I just want to be alone right now. Take me somewhere where I won't be found. usually I wouldn't hang out. Wouldn't mind being alone with you right now. If my sister knew, she'd be impressed. Probably ask you what your secret is. You know what makes us hard enough. She would hide away from all of us. Maybe it's just my. Take a little while. Things that just come easy. They never last, believe me. Night I spend away from you just tracks. Looks like I've already become attached. Keeping count of the apologies. Funny since you never once bothered me. To smile. This could take a little while. Cause things that just come easy. They never last, believe me. Struggle identifying it, identifying what is trouble. Cause things that just come easy. They never last, believe me. 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 Maybe it's your smile. I love your smile the most. This could take a little while. It's the things that. Believe me, they never last, believe me. They never last, believe me. They never last, believe me. They never last, believe me.
Yeah, that's a brilliant track. What was that called again? Sorry, my Marissa.
It's called Things That Come Easy.
Brilliant stuff. Now, what's not easy, though, is getting out there and gigging and keep at it, right? It's really difficult for independent artists. Yeah. But you've been quite busy, haven't you? You've been gigging all over, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess the past couple of weeks I was doing a few around London. So I did, like, the Spice of Life.
Yeah, and, great venue, that.
Yeah, I love that one. And then a new one, like the Camden Club. Yeah. Like a newer one.
Well, it's always good to play as many as you possibly can, to be fair. Now, what would you say, as an independent artist, you know it's difficult to keep yourself motivated as well, because there's so much more that's involved. It's all the social media, it's the constant emails, it's everything that you have to sort of do, right? But what would you say to an independent artist? What will they need to do to keep themselves motivated? If there's anybody listening there and kind of, you know, thinking, oh, I just can't do it anymore, what would your advice be?
I mean, that's tricky because, yeah, it is difficult. I have to, I guess, like, take breaks when when you feel overwhelmed, like, because people probably think they have to be, like, constantly on the go. But I think it's good to have a break. And just, like, maybe, like, hang out with people who are, like, trying to also pursue music, because that's inspiring. I like, you know, I've started going to, like, other people's gigs, because before I was only going to when I was performing. But I think it's helpful to go to, like, other people's gigs, and then you can, like, meet people and watch their performance and...
And support each other, really, along the way. That's right. I think it's really important. Yeah. That's a really smart thing. I think that's the thing to keep each other motivated. Mm-hmm. Open one of the many messaging apps you can use and just say, look, there's a gig here, let's go along and stuff like that, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, just be a little bit braver to talk to somebody and then that's it, yeah. And the thing is, if you do loads of open mics as well, that sort of like helps build the network up for you as well, right?
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
It's good stuff. Really right, so you've got one last track coming up now. Before you play the last track, plans for the future. You got any other gigs coming up?
At the minute, I've got it's like a charity event in Wanstead.
Yeah.
So if people want to come along to that, I think it's. I'll have the details on my like Instagram and stuff.
Brilliant.
That's
stuff.
On the 6th of September.
Great stuff. It's the National Education Union. It is. That's what it's for.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, oh, that's not bad. £3 at the door at the ball. That's not bad. I know where that is. It's a great little place, actually, the ball. Yeah, to be fair. So you've got that. And what other plans have you got? Have you got your other stuff coming up, haven't you, as well?
I'm working on, like, new music very slowly. So hopefully I'll release more. And I will... I do have a gig in November.
Yeah.
That I need to put details up about. But that's in Cambridge. So I'll have that up. At some point as well.
Brilliant stuff. And I'm sure there'll be more gigs along the way from that as well. Right, so what's your last song going to be for us today, Margarita? See, I'm getting it right every time now. Very pleased with myself. Go on.
I'm going to do Nothing Is Real, because it's more of like an upbeat one. It's just about like realising you can do whatever you want, really, in life.
And that's a good advice as well to give to independent artists as well.
Cool. My head a little higher, I'm getting by with little crying. I'd say myself it's quite inspiring today. I hold my hand, pull myself forward, don't need no one to do it for us. I'd show my 10-year-old self she's not so boring today. Just last year, I had a breakdown, but it's alright. I'm more awake now, and I'm inspired to keep on getting through the day. But if it happens again, I won't focus on the breakdown, 'cause it's how you break out. Wanting in certain days, I feel like giving in again. I take my time, Don't let them rush me, cause it is mine. Although they judge me, and when I'm tired, pick up my six-string friend again. February, my mind switched. I realized nothing has meaning. I realized nothing is real. Nothing is real. Nothing is real. Last February, my views changed to put a halt to anxiety and blame. I realized nothing is real. Nothing is real. Nothing is real. Last February, my mind switched. I realized nothing has meaning. I realized nothing is real. Nothing is real. Nothing is real. Last February, my views changed to put a halt to anxiety and blame. I realized nothing is real, nothing is real, nothing is real. Nothing is real since last February. Nothing is real since last February. Nothing is real since last February.
So much for coming along.
Thank you.
Margarita Helen.